أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله ثم أبلغه مأمنه ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعلمون. كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند رسوله إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم إن الله يحب المتقين. كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 6, 7 and 8 of Surah Tawbah. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's i'lan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement that Allah ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave that responsibility to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses one other aspect, that it is possible that a kafir now realizes that he had never given an ear to this deen of Islam, to the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What happens in that case? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 6 says, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ. If one of the polytheists seeks protection, فَأَجِرْهُ, then grant him that permission, حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, until he listens to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody had to leave the precincts of the haram, but now in that particular time, the person realized that he had never heard this Quran properly, he had never heard the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so now he is without protection, so now you give him that protection, he comes into the precincts of the haram, he comes into the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that particular time, or any other sahabi, but give him that full protection. Now when you give him that protection, then it becomes your responsibility to protect him, and of course, let him hear, allow him to hear the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then, ثُمَّ أَبْلِغُ مَأْمَنَا. After he has heard the speech of Allah, after he has heard the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protection will last until he goes to a place of security, a place of safeguard, and then after that, your responsibility of protecting him will come to an end. And again, we see this very beautiful deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that once you grant the protection, you will have to continue the protection. Today, musta'min refers to a person that would get a visa. So if a person has a visa into a Muslimic country, then it becomes the responsibility of that country to safeguard the person, protect the person till the person leaves. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That is because they are a community that do not know. In other words, they do not have sufficient knowledge about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have to learn the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the next two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the reasons why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had terminated and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had cancelled all the treaties that were there, those that had the fixed time. We had understood now, Allah ta'ala did not cancel it before its time. Allah ta'ala waited for the time to be completed and then it got cancelled. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about some of the wisdoms with regards to that. كَيْفَ يَكُونُ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ عَهْدٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ رَسُولِهِ. How can the mushrikeen have a treaty with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns our attention to the fact that any kind of treaty, any kind of pact, any contract with Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to deen will be a treaty, a pact or a contract with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the very first thing. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَاهَدْتُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes one exception to this, except that people, those people with whom you had a treaty that you had made by Masjidul Haram, or the people in the precincts of the Masjidul Haram. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to the two tribes that had never broke the treaty. So hence we will wait for that treaty to come to an end, and when it comes to an end, then obviously the treaty will be broken. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has now stated that how can it be that you have this ahad with them and they themselves don't uphold this treaty, more especially with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah, that they had violated the treaty of Hudaybiyah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very clear directive from Allah Ta'ala, فَمَسْتَقَامُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا لَهُمْ. If they, now the istaqama actually refers to something being straight, somebody being straight. So if they are straight with you, in other words, they abide, then you abide. That is the very simple rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa. And as pointed out yesterday, that taqwa is not only about huququllah, that our responsibility to Allah, but taqwa also entails huququl ibad, the rights of others. كَيْفَ وَإِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, how is it possible that you have a treaty with them, that if they overpower you, in other words, they have some greater force against you, لَا يَرْقُبُوا فِيكُمْ إِلَّا وَلَا ذِمَّةِ. They will not take illa a bond of relationship into consideration, nor would they take the covenant into consideration. Like what the Quraysh had actually done. That if they find in any way they can overpower you, then they will overpower you and they will violate this treaty. And hence that is the reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought it all to an end. Abu Sufyan had gone to Madinah Tayyibah pleading with some of the Sahaba to intercede by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to now renew that pact of Hudaybiyah. But Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as per instruction from Allah Ta'ala, that you have violated this treaty. You had done it when you gave support to a group of people who had some affiliation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims, and you had given them help at night. And you had thought that nobody will see this, nobody will hear of it, nobody will know it, and hence in that way you violated. And then after violation, you thought that nobody will come to know, and now you want to renew that treaty. That treaty will never be renewed again. يُرُضُونَكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They please you with the words of your mouth. He had come to Madinah Munawwara making many, many pledges and many, many promises, and all of that was only verbal. وَتَأْبَى قُلُوبُهُمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their hearts repulse you. In other words, their hearts go against what they are saying with their mouths. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And most of them are fasiqeen. Most of them are violators of the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, insofar as breaking this treaty with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.